You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine the Roach, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. And welcome and happy Columbus Day weekend. It's going to be a very hectic weekend filled with lots of fall fairs, festivals, art shows, and everything in between. It's the weekend of family outings for apple picking, and don't forget the King Richard's Fair is this weekend, and there's so much to do in Providence with one of the largest Columbus Day celebrations on Atwells Avenue. We have so many events, and don't forget Lupo's anniversary concert is Sunday night featuring Attleboro's own George Leonard, Georgie Porgy, and the Crybabies will be performing at the Met in Pawtucket at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. So listen, are you ready for some football? Let's get to those scores because Attleboro and North Attleboro. Now see, I'm torn because I lived in North Attleboro for over 20 years and I work in Attleboro. I worked in Attleboro and now I'm here in the studio at WARA in Attleboro. But I have to say, North Attleboro slammed Attleboro last night. Sorry, guys. 14-0. Dartmouth-Rehoboth won over Old Rochester, 42-16. Foxborough over Milford, 42-14. King Philip over Franklin, 10-2. Norton, 14. Bellingham, 0. Ooh, they didn't score. And Abington over Seekonk, 21-6. Wow, that is really bad. Lottery numbers. The Rhode Island Daily number is 1281. Mass Daily is 0917. Mass Cash 6, 14, 23, 29, 32. Mega Millions, and I don't know anybody that's ever won this, but good luck. 8, 9, 21, 63, 75. The Mega Ball was 14, and the Mega Plier was 4. So have you heard about the King Richard's Fair? We've seen commercials. We've seen billboards about the King Richard's Fair. So what really does go on at the King Richard's Fair? Well, today in studio, I actually have one of their wonderful actors. And actually, another actor is going to be calling in shortly. So I have John Kirstedt from North Attleboro, and Dale Scott will be calling in shortly, too. So good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So listen, we were all abuzz before the show, and I kept saying to Mike, don't ask him anything, because. But let's just get really started. How did you become involved in the King Richard's Fair?
I have a friend who worked there. Actually, Dale had worked there a year before I had, and we know a man named Angus, and he does the Scottish dignitaries, and he also doubles as the plague doctor for King Richard's Fair. And he needed some extra people to do it, and he asked us if he wanted to, and there we are.
That's wonderful. How many years have you been performing there?
King Richard's Fair, I think this is my third year, and it would have been it's Dale's fourth.
Fourth year?
Yeah. He was there a year longer than I was. Yep. And then we took last year off on because we had some other things to do, so.
Right. Now, you've worked many times together. I know you've been on my show and enhanced it around St. Patrick's Day and the holidays. Those were, like, the most fun shows I've ever done. That was just so hysterical.
Yeah, those are fun.
And I appreciate both of you coming on, because that was just really hard to keep a straight face back then. But do you remember your very first gig?
Yes. It was about 10 years ago. I was at a sword fighting school when I was learning, and I ended up finding a place out in Springfield. And it was this little tiny Renaissance fair in the Springfield Commons. And it was just a small sword fighting demonstration. And we all got dressed up, and there was probably about maybe 6-7 of us. And we headed out there and did that, and I'm like, I love this. I want to do this more. I like this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that started it.
Wow. Now, what are some of the venues that you've actually performed? I know there were many, but what are some of your favorites, say?
I started actually doing more entertainment venues. We did like corporate parties and things like that. We would come in as pirates, whatever, and it was a theme party type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin and I actually, we had started at the same time, and we always knew we wanted to do fairs and things like that. So we're like, We tried to get them. My favorite venues, we did a, it was a boat show in Bristol, and the harbor master actually took us on his boat, and at the beginning of it, put on his sirens and basically sped up to the boat show and let us disembark onto the shore. And that was a lot of fun. There's a couple, Dale and I, a lot of times we'll just go to Newport as well, just walk around as pirates, and that's not a gig or anything.
Well, that's fun because there's always boats there.
Right.
And there's always beautiful ships and tall ships and things like that too. So.
Right. And we ended up making friends with the crew of the tall ship Providence, and done a lot of gigs with them on top of everything else.
Right, so, right.
You know, and that's a lot of fun. If you're on a tall ship dressed as a pirate, and you know, it's great.
What are the people's reaction to you?
Fear. No, some little kids get afraid, but usually you can, you know, kind of, you give them a little gold doubloon and they're yours, you know. when we go to Newport, we're not doing anything, we're just walking around as pirates, and the reactions are funny. It's everything from, like, shock and surprise just to, like, you know, what are these guys doing?
Right, I would say.
But everybody wants... Like, even when we're in Newport, we're just putting our, you know, getting our gear on. You know, people are running up and they want to take their pictures with us. It's like, wait, I don't even have my hat on yet. Wait.
I was just going to say that was one of the thoughts that I had too. People on vacation and seeing you would love to have a picture because it's so unique, you know, and it's just like you can take pictures of, you know, the Newport mansions and other places, but to have an actual live person doing this is great. You should charge. Do you charge for photos yet?
We won't say no if they give us a tip, but we don't usually charge.
Yeah. That's great. That's really great. So what is your one of your favorite characters that you play and why?
Right now it has to be Bunny. He is a grave digger, and he's a little twisted. And he's the bell ringer for the Plague Doctor show right now at King Richard's Fair as well. So I can have a lot of fun with him. Things I couldn't do as a pirate. You know, it's just make a lot of... off-color dead jokes and
really.
Yes.
Let's see. Can we do that? Oh. All right. Can you give us one in character? Think about it, and then I'll ask you one question. Then come back to Bunny.
Well, Bunny likes to do things with the bodies. He's not sure exactly what he wants to do with them. They can be tasty sometimes, or you bury them shallow so you can find them again later.
I don't think I want to be near you.
He does a lot of grave robbing as well.
Does he really? Yes. Oh, my God.
Gently used estate jewelry, we like to call it.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Sometimes you may have to pick them off the fingers first, but, you know.
Oh, it's like I'm sitting next to a horror show person here. You're freaking me out. Listen, at King Richard's Fair, Bunny, when you go there and people approach you, are they, like, pretty overwhelmed by your appearance?
Because
obviously, John, you don't look like this. You're in character.
No. You get different reactions. A lot of people like to play and they get their picture taken. And we basically what we do with the Plague Doctor cart is the Plague Doctor has a giant needle. And the goal is, you know, to get them to bend over and take a picture. And, you know, he's with the picture of the needle in their butt. So a lot of people like to play. And some people are horrified. And some people are just like, no. And it's, you know, my responsibility as the bell ringer, basically, is when the cart is moving to get people out of the way. Because there are a lot of people.
Really?
And then when we stop, I try to get people to get up and get their picture taken with the doctor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So I have a whole little spiel that I recite, like, King Richard's Care, get your free plague vaccinations. Come get your vaccinations from the plague. The plague doctor is, you know, I'm just constantly hawking the whole time. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How many people generally go? And I have to say, I do want to go down and see it because I've never done it before. And it sounds like such a great, fun venue. But, like, describe, like, what people will see when they go to King Richard's Fair.
If you get there, say about 10:15, the gates are still closed. They don't open until 10:30. You've got the front gates, basically, and there's an upstairs level, and the king and his court will come out, and they do a brief little show. Basically, they set up what's going, the plot of the day, you know, what's going on. And the gates open, and that's when, at this point, I am dressed as an Irish mercenary, and I am guarding the Scottish dignitaries. So as all the patrons come through the gates, they'll see us standing there, you know, greeting them. The king will be there greeting them. All the acts, the musical acts and all the entertainment acts will be basically just standing there, you know, welcoming everybody into the fair. And then they go and dissipate off into the fair and they do whatever they do.
Now, is it a huge, I imagine like there'd be like a lot of vendors and.
Yeah,
historical things all about?
Not so much historical. There's a lot of vendors where you can buy clothing and mugs and swords.
Yep. Oh wow! Yeah.
So if you're prepared to spend the money, you can walk out looking like one of us.
Jeez, I might want to do that. That's great. That's really great. Wow. Hey, we'll take Mike and Sue down, and we'll have a medieval show. Right here at WARA some Saturday. That'd be really great. That would be fun. Listen, we got to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're hoping that Dale, your partner in crime, will call in at 508-222-1320. But for right now, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Plainville United Methodist Church, located on East Bacon Street in Plainville, cordially invites you and your family to attend its first supper of the year on Saturday, October the 10th. The dinner bell will ring at 5:30 p.m., beckoning the call to ham and beans served with potato salad and sherbet. For more information, call 508-695-5141.
Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Treat yourself to an evening of fun on Saturday, October 17th, as you usher in the fall season with On Common Ground's third annual Oktoberfest. There'll be German foods, s'mores on the fire pit, and music at this great event, hosted at Stony Lee Golf Course, located on County Street in Attleboro, from 6 to 10 p.m. For more information, call 508-226-0801.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine the Roach, and in studio I have John Kerstad, and also online now we have Dale Scott joining us from the King Richard's Fair. Well, actually, they're both in the area. They haven't actually gone to the fair yet, but they will be later on today, and you can meet them there in Carver, Massachusetts. Good morning, Dale. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well, too. We're missing you in the studio.
I know. I'm a bit under the weather, but, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that you're better. Are you coming to the fair today?
No.
Oh.
No. I've had to drop out.
Oh, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've got some physical and legal problems with doing stuff outside the house, so I can't really go out and do anything.
Okay.
It's a workman's comp thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask you this, and I asked John this earlier. What is your favorite character and why?
Are we on the air? No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you are, actually. Like, when you were doing it.
Oh, my favorite character is, I would have to say Bosco.
Oh, I remember Bosco.
Yeah.
Can you tell our viewers, our listeners, what Bosco is?
Bosco is Bunny's sidekick.
Right.
Bosco is, oh, let's see. Bosco is a very twisted, very, very out there kind of grave digger, grave robber, actually. He's Bosco.
It's very difficult to describe Bosco.
Describe Bosco as other than just Bosco. Yeah.
So when you go to King Richard's Fair, when you were doing this, and over the past couple of years in your career, I know that you came on the show with John to do the Leprechauns and the Santa show, the Christmas show that we had here a couple of years ago. You guys were in character, and you did a phenomenal job, and I hope that you come back and March to do the same thing with our new audience and our new time here and everything. But let me ask you this, too. What was your first gig that you ever had when you were getting into this whole medieval scene?
Well, back, it was probably 14 years ago. I volunteered to work at the Connecticut Renaissance Fair. I had been wanting to get into this for years since the mid-80s, and I got a chance to volunteer. I worked at the front gate taking tickets, and I got bored and started telling jokes and playing with people and making people laugh, and it just took off from there.
That's great. And yeah. You're part of going to the King Richard's Fair when you were doing it. You're John's sidekick?
No. Well,
no.
Well, the day starts out with John as my bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, I play the Scottish ambassador from the Lowlands.
Oh, I see. Right.
And he would be my my Irish mercenary who was my bodyguard.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
And then it switches around when we switch to Bunny and Bosco, and John is the bell ringer with the fancy clothes, and I'm the oaf.
That's great. So it's too unfortunate that you won't be there, but I was telling John I hadn't had the opportunity to go down to look at this wonderful place. And what was one of your favorite parts of going to the King Richard's Fair?
The people.
The people?
Yes, playing with the people. I think that's the best part of the whole thing, making them laugh and just making the people laugh and, you know, and seeing the looks on the faces of the kids. And, you know, anytime you can say hello, princess, to a four-year-old, and later in the day have her come back and give you a dandelion, you know, it brings tears to your eyes.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes it all worth it.
Right, right. Wow. Well, I hope that you start feeling better and you can start getting into character. But how long have you guys been partners? Because it's been a while.
Yep.
How long has it been, John? What, 6 years?
6 years at least, yeah.
At least, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Winslow Fair, I think, is when we first started getting our act together.
Yes.
And what is your favorite character is your... what is your favorite characters, both of you?
Well,
you were saying Bunny.
Bunny, right. And Dale said Bosco.
Bosco, so yeah.
Well,
Bosco's fun.
Yeah, and that was sort of the new shows we were doing with the Bunny and Bosco show was the Gravedigger show.
Oh.
That's separate of King Richard's Fair.
That is separate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so people can hire you out and...
Mm-hmm. And put on a twisted grave-digging show, I guess.
Now, do you guys have an agent, or who's the contact person, and what's the contact numbers?
Me or Dale, actually, either one of us. And
do you have a website?
On Facebook, you can look us up. The Pillage Idiots, that's actually our pirate page, but our contact information is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Pillage, P-I-L-L-A-G-E, pillageidiots.com also has contact information on there as well.
Right, right, great. I wanted to get back to the King Richard's Fair because we only have a few more weekends before it comes. Mm-hmm. And it's only gone till October 25th, the last day is that Sunday. But you said that King Richard's Fair this weekend is actually open Monday because it's a holiday, so
yes.
It's a three-day...
Columbus Day, three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually took a day off of work so I could go Monday.
Did you really? Yeah. Yeah, we're working too, unfortunately. Done it all. So we were describing, Dale, before the break and everything, like what folks can see and your impressions of King Richard's Fair. How can, if I ask you, John and Dale, you can chime in too, when you go in and there's all these vendors and there's these acts, can you describe some of the acts that people will see? Because I've never been, like I was telling you earlier.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what they have. They have a couple of new acts this year. They have a duo that they do an acrobatic act on like high wire ribbons. There is a guy who does a show with a whip. Who's the guy with the fish hooks?
Seth Carney. He does. I guess they call it geek. The geek stuff where, you know, they pound a nail into their nose and
That doesn't sound okay, let's move along. This is a family show here. But they have jousting too, don't they?
Jousting. And then, of course, they have the king and his court, and they do shows throughout the day as well. I think the smaller shows, like the Plague Doctor show, like the one we do, and we kind of just travel through the fair with the dead cart.
Oh, great.
And I'm trying to think what else is there. And then there's a lot of singing acts that wander around. And,
oh, they do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good. Is there a protocol when you approach the king? Or?
For us that work there, we have to bow and, you know, the usual pomp and circumstance that would be associated with a king.
But, okay.
Patrons, you know, pretty much do whatever.
I see. How many people generally go on an average weekend, would you say?
Oh, God.
I would say probably close to 10,000.
Yeah.
5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of people.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Especially on like a Groupon weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've seen those at work, a Groupon weekend.
Yeah, they have the Groupon deals all the time, and it's a really good deal. So,
wow, no kidding.
And they get a lot of people coming through the doors with us.
Here I'm thinking it might be a small venue, but it's actually huge.
It's huge.
So it must be on several acres then to lay it all out, probably.
Yeah.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
And you were saying earlier the hours are 10:30 to 6 p.m. to get there early.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk through the whole park, and it takes you how long, would you say? Is it an all-day event?
All-day event. How long would it take? It's probably take about a half hour to walk through everything without stopping. But it would probably take a good half a day to kind of stop and look through everything.
To get through everything. Yeah. Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, it's huge.
I definitely will go, and then I'll report back to you. I will. So John is going to be actually there this weekend, all three days, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's cool enough and dry enough, I may be wearing my suit of armor at one point this weekend. Probably not today.
Wow. You have a suit of armor.
I do. And I'll be protecting the Scottish dignitaries in my armor. At some point, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of damp today, and plus I didn't pack it up last night. It takes a good half hour to at least put it in a bag.
Wow. I mean, that's. I was just going to ask you, too, like, do you always go out and look for different things, too, to enhance the to enhance your performance? Like, different things like new swords or, like you were saying, the armor. Do you go to these medieval fairs to buy other things, too?
Or I think we always have our eyes open for things to add to our characters or our costumes.
Right.
New props are always good.
Yeah.
Props are very, very important.
Yeah.
Right.
There's the things that you have on your person that makes, you know, what you look like. And then there's things that either you carry or you can hand out to people.
Right.
Like when we do pirates, you know, we have treasure chests and we hand things out of the treasure chest.
Nice.
Or we have a sign on one that says Starving Idiots Beer Fund for tips.
That's great. Great. I know that we're up against a break. Dale, is there anything you'd like to add before we have to go to commercial?
I'm just hoping to be back into this by the spring. You know, hoping I can get back to it by the spring.
Great. Great. Well, we hope so, too. We do. And I have to take a break right now, but thank you for calling in and look forward to catching up with you guys real soon.
All right. Hope to see you soon.
All right, Dale. Take care.
All right.
All right. Bye, Dale.
Bye, Dale.
All right. Bye.
So, my friend, King Richard's Fair is today.
Yep.
And tomorrow and Monday is 10:30. It's in Carver. It's in Carver, yep. Mass. And we do have coupons, and I was looking at an ad that I brought in, and I'll leave it for Dominic and Paul and Dave about Walgreens. If you go into any Walgreens, they're offering a $2 coupon because the fee is a little bit steep, but it seems like it's very well worth it.
Yep.
There's a lot of activities. It's a family fun event. I like to promote a lot of family fun things to do out there, and it sounds like one of the better ones for the fall. Yeah. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'd like to thank John and Dale for calling in. And we're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side, our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, will be here giving us an update on the weather for this week. And also we'll get into all the outs and abouts activities for the coming weekend.
Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold its October meeting on Thursday, October 15th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church located on North Main Street in Attleboro at 6:45 p.m. Lisa Nelson will share the history of the church and lead attendees on a tour of the building. The public is invited to attend this and all programs of the Attleboro Historic Preservation Society and encouraged to bring a friend.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
October 17th marks the date for the Family Fun Fest Mice Fair. Say that three times fast. This event will take place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South Walpole United Methodist Church, located on Washington Street in South Walpole, of course. There'll be sausage subs, pizza, a moonwalk, crafts, vendors, attic treasures, and so much more, including a tea party with a princess. Reservations are required to join the tea party, however, so for more information, simply call the church at 508-668-2530.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine LaRoche here on AM 1320.
Hey everyone, we are back again, and John had to take off because he is getting ready for the King Richard's Fair. We were talking and the music was coming up. Sorry about that, folks. Jim Corbin will be calling in for just a little bit, but Columbus Day weekend is this weekend, and folks always ask, you know, what is open? So I'm going to tell you. The stores and restaurants, of course, are open, and the malls are open. What is closed, actually, is the state offices, municipal courthouse, federal offices are all closed. Schools are closed, libraries. You know, most of the banks are closed, which is surprising. The MBTA is regular weekend schedules, the weekday schedule. There'll be no GATRA service. That's the only catalyst for that. And trash pickups in Attleboro, North Attleboro, Wrentham, and Seekonk will delay scheduled trash and recycling pickups one day all this week. So just remember, if your trash day is generally Tuesday, it is now Wednesday for just this week. So while we're waiting for Jim Corbin to call in, I was reading the paper today, and Ernie Bach Jr. is selling his North Attleboro dealership. Actually, he's selling all dealerships, all five of them. And but he will be still the voice, you know, with his slogan, come on down. But he is selling his dealerships to another vendor. So, he has been in North Attleboro. He bought the Bach Toyota. He bought the Toyota dealership from someone back in the early 2000s. I've gone to him. I think I've purchased four Toyotas, Toyota Corollas from them. And they've always done really very well by me. And the new one that I have, or the new to me used one, I bought at another dealership. But we wish him very well. He does a lot of great things in the area for charities and things. And he has Ernie and the automatics that he plays at the Gloria Gemmer Foundation's funds. Last weekend was a really big Gloria Gemmer Foundation water fire. I hope you had a chance to see that. That was very moving. And right now we're going to get a check on the weather because it was really cold and damp and a little bit rainy today. So, Jim Corbin, good morning.
Good morning, Elaine. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I had to wear a jacket to work today. Brr, it's cold.
Yeah, well, it's now almost mid-October, so I guess you can expect it. In fact, next weekend, I think some of the coldest weather of the season will be here, so we'll talk about that later on next week. But, chilly. We had a little bit of rain late yesterday afternoon and last night, and just because of the fact that we've had a bit of rain lately and some of the chillier mornings, we're really starting to see some of the color in the trees, the leaves, even in the last few days come out, so that's going to continue over the coming weeks. We do have, again, a cold front that came through, and, you mentioned in the 40s this morning, it's going to reach only about 59 for a high today. So a typical fall day, even a few degrees below average, but great for any outdoor activities. Of course, another day for the farmer's market, and yet again, for the most part, they've been rain-free most of the time throughout the summer and now the fall. Tonight, mostly clear. Now, there is a frost advisory laying out for parts of the interior. And I was talking about this the last couple of days with Don and Paul. The more rural locations, not likely, say, in and around Providence or even in downtown Taunton or even in, the center of Attleboro, but if you're living in outlying areas, there's a chance of some light frost. So if you have any tender plants, maybe in a pot that you're trying to keep going through the fall, you might want to consider bringing them in tonight. Because if not, they could be finished off in the morning. And now, it doesn't mean it's going to be freezing, but still a little frost, say 35, 36 degrees tomorrow morning, could affect some of the tender plants. Then tomorrow, a beautiful day, sunshine, and after a cold start, cold for this time of the year, We're going to make a nice recovery into the upper 60s tomorrow afternoon. And Columbus Day, more sunshine and even warmer, with temperatures getting into the low and mid-70s. So Columbus Day, out of the three weekend days, is the warmest, with, again, tomorrow morning being a quick shot of rather cold conditions. And then next week, it looks like we're going to have a few showers coming in on Tuesday. Not a washout, though. And then, as I said, we'll start to cool down dramatically as we go through late next week. I'm talking about beginning probably Thursday and then going into the weekend. In fact, there is a pretty good chance, Elaine, that at some point next weekend we could be near or below freezing in terms of temperatures, especially at night.
Wow, no kidding already.
Yeah, yeah, speaking of that, well, not speaking of that directly, but I sent you the message about what happened on this date 36 years ago. Do you remember?
Jim, I can't remember what I did last week. For...
I know, I know.
Let's see.
I sounded just dramatic about it, but...
okay, it started to snow.
You are correct.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
A blizzard. No?
Yes, 1979. It was a weekday, because I remember I was in high school in Boston, Boston BC High, and we looked out the window, and all of a sudden, right around this time in the morning, we had just got into class, and it started snowing, and it whitened the ground, and in fact... there was about a half an inch there, but in Providence, there was 2.5 inches of snow by the afternoon on this date, October 10th, 1979. And I always bring this up over the years because the thought is that, ooh, it snowed that early. It's going to be a bad winter. And no, it wasn't. Believe it or not, that winter, 1979, 1980, here in New England, was one of the least snowiest winters in 100 years. And as a matter of fact, more snow fell on October 10th today than did any other day in the entire winter that year.
Wow.
So it's an indication of in other features as well in the weather. If you get like a hot spell in April, you're like, ooh, it's going to be a hot summer. Usually it doesn't mean that at all. Usually it goes the other way. So just an indication, if we do get a snow, say, in the next couple of weeks, which can't be completely ruled out, it could mean that we're not going to get a lot of snow for the rest of the upcoming winter.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll have to pray for some snow for a little bit so we have a mild winter. What are you thinking that's going to happen? What are the indicators?
Well, I think we're going to have a very active winter in terms of a lot of precipitation events, but I don't think we're going to see the amount of snow we had last winter, which you might say, oh, boy, I'm really sticking my neck out on that one. But it could be a more of a winter. If you remember, last winter was very quiet. The first half of the winter, there was almost no rain or snow at all. I mean, we had a lot of dry, cold days, but nothing in terms of precipitation of any consequence. And then all of a sudden, everything ramped up late January. And of course, that's when we had a snowstorm on a Saturday, and then that Monday blizzard. And then from there on, it went on for several weeks. This winter, I think, is going to be more spread out, where it's going to be a fairly wet winter, meaning rain and snow combinations. And part of that is due to the El Nino, which I'm sure you've heard, the Pacific. There have been a lot of hurricanes unusually close to Hawaii this season. And so the good news for El Nino is the West being all very dry. It's going to be, I think, a wet winter in the West, the Canadian Rockies and the Sierra Nevadas out in California. But that also means that we're going to have an active jet stream, but it doesn't mean a lot of snow. It means perhaps a lot of cold rain events with maybe some snow mixed in. That's what I can envision this winter. So in some cases, for many, it might actually be worse than last winter, just because it looks like it could be spread out for the entire winter. In other words, we could be starting getting lousy conditions next month in November, which is not unusual, and then going right through December, January, February, and March. But again, it doesn't mean we're going to have a ton of snow. So that would be my somewhat educated guess at this moment.
Well, I value your opinion very much, sir, so you're my expert here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I know you want to get to some other stuff, so I'll try to wrap up quickly right now. Just a beautiful weekend coming up. Watch out tomorrow morning. If you have a tender plant that you know doesn't like frost, you might want to take it in, or if you have the last vestiges of a vegetable garden, it might be finished off tomorrow morning. But then we're going to have enjoyable weather for the whole weekend.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I really appreciate it. But actually, you know what? I just have one more question about the full moons that are coming up and everything. Yep. And is there a harvest moon, or do we already have that?
We just had the harvest moon. That was the moon when we had the eclipse, remember, the other day?
Right, right.
The next moon is the 27th of this month, and that's the full hunter's moon.
Oh.
So that's the one that's typically in either late October or sometime in early November. And, of course, we're getting into the hunting season, and that's over the years why it was named that. And then the one in the one after that, the one in November, is the full beaver moon.
Oh.
And, of course, the beavers become active. They build their dams and things like that in late November. So we've got the hunter's moon on the 27th of this month, and then I think it's around the 25th of November. Right around the Thanksgiving, actually, we'll have a full moon, the full beaver moon.
Wow, interesting. I've never...
And can you believe it? I'll end on this, Elaine. 3 weeks from tonight, here we are. Here's another question for you. And you're like, I know you say you can't remember anything from the next day or whatever. But no, but 3 weeks from tonight, before you go to bed, guess what we're going to be doing?
Depends.
That's a good one. You set me up for that one anyway. Well, I set myself up for that one. No, but we set the clocks back 1 hour to Eastern Standard Time, and
that's
therefore
right.
It's going to be done. That was a good one. I set myself up foolishly.
No. Mike and I are laughing.
What are you going to do before you go to bed? Yeah, officially 2 a.m. on November 1st, which is 3 weeks from tomorrow, we go back to Eastern Standard Time. So the sun will be setting about like 4:30 or so, but it'll come up a little earlier for a time in the morning. So we always talk about that when we set the clocks back. Yeah, you lose the hour in the evening, but you're not really losing anything. You're just rearranging when it happens. So we actually will be lighter again for a time in the morning, beginning 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm sorry.
I don't ask any more crazy questions like that, or I get myself into trouble.
No, it's just, I'm sorry. Mike and I were laughing.
It's too early in the morning.
I know. It's not even 8 o'clock we're talking about. What are you going to do before you go to bed? Or anything? Anyway, I'll talk to you next week, Elaine.
All right. Sounds great. Right. Thanks for calling, and have a great weekend.
All right. Happy Columbus Day. Bye.
Thanks. Happy Columbus Day to you, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're out and about for sure, and we're going to take a quick break, and I'll try to recover from that one. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We'll be right back in our last chapter here of our show, and we've got lots of activities and events to tell you about in our wonderful Attleboro area. Take care. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Plainville United Methodist Church, located on East Bacon Street in Plainville, cordially invites you and your family to attend its first supper of the year on Saturday, October the 10th. The dinner bell will ring at 5:30 p.m., beckoning the call to ham and beans served with potato salad and sherbet. For more information, call 508-695-5141.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Be prepared to scream with Halloween fun on Haunted Hill in Diamond Hill Park, located on Route 114 in Cumberland, Rhode Island, on Fridays starting October 11th through Sundays ending October 25th. This frightening trail through the woods is not recommended for children under 11. For more information, visit the web at hauntedhill.net.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Columbus Day. This is Elaine the Roach, and we are on our last few minutes of our show. Actually, we've got a little bit of time, but there is so much going on, and I did flip the show because I wanted to have John on and Dale to talk about the King Richard's Fair earlier. So with our new format, we have to be really tighter. So now I can tell you what's going on in our area. So there's going to be a huge block party today at RISD. They're celebrating their new president, and they're having a huge party down there. I seen the tents set up yesterday in the city of Providence by Memorial Boulevard. So you want to check that out. That starts around noontime today. On Monday, there's also going to be a huge festival. It's called Strike Up the Band, and that's also going to be by Memorial Boulevard, too, so that'll be a lot of fun. Autumn Fest in Woonsocket by Diamond Hill, it's going to be a fun-filled three-day weekend. There's going to be lots of activities and music and food. It's just going to be phenomenal. And one of the larger festivals, the Columbus Day Weekend event on Federal Hill. Enjoy local food vendors. Live music will fill the air, and it's a great meeting place, too. I always go there every year. I'm deciding which day to go, either today or Sunday. But Sunday's looking pretty good, but we'll see what happens, how the weekend shapes up. I got so much to do over the weekend this weekend. It's going to be hard to pack everything in. The Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is at Roger Williams Park. They have this year over 5,000 unique pumpkins to see. It's quite the spooktacular event. It's open Sunday through Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And don't forget, the Scituate Art Festival runs all 3 days this weekend. It's the 49th annual festival. Saturday and Sunday, hour 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy regional and ethnic food, exhibitions and sales, artists of more than 2,000 artwork, and lots of craft people are there selling their wares. And they even have 19 antique dealers, which is very unusual. And there's going to be music, entertainment, and of course, lots of food vendors. And who can forget, Emily Johnson is going to be at the Attleboro Farmers Market today, as all my vendors are, and Heather's going to be down there too. Say hello to her. The Attleboro Farmers Market starts today at 9 a.m. to 1. Come on down and buy local fresh vegetables and fruits, and also meet your neighbors down there. There's going to be so many vendors. I like the wine guy there. There's a coffee guy there. There's a knife sharpening tent there. I mean, and all those wonderful farmers. So remember, buy fresh, buy local, as Emily Johnson says. So Emily, I'll be out there after my breakfast. I got to go head on out to my favorite breakfast place for breakfast first. And who can forget the traditional fall event we were just talking about today, the King Richard's Fair in Carver, Massachusetts. The fun starts 10:30 Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So come back, step in time, and it looks like it's going to be just a fabulous day for doing that. Probably tomorrow and Monday would be the better days. Movie releases. The Intern has been out with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. And what can I say? It's just going to, it looks so funny. It's going to be great. The Martian with Matt Damon is a story about an astronaut stuck on Mars and his determination and survival skills to try to come back to Earth. So that's going to be interesting. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about The Walk. And I haven't seen it, but it's really is like an audience participation movie that grabs you and puts you in the action of walking a tightrope between the Twin River Towers in New York City in the 1970s with Philippe Petit. They say that they put you right into the motion, and many moviegoers feel like they are a little motion sickness, and some folks get really dizzy. I know myself, if I went to see it, I'd be 11 years old all over again, sitting there with my knees up to my chest and my hands covering my eyes and peeking through them from time to time because, I don't know, I just think that this is one movie I may have to pass on, only because it's just going to be too scary for me as far as like that feeling of falling. And I do not like high places. And the Tom Hanks movie is going to be out on October 16th. Bridge of Spies is getting a lot of pre-Oscar buzz. It hasn't even hit the theaters yet, but it's definitely gripping. It's a gripping movie, and it's one that I am definitely going to see, and also will comment on that as well. And the last out and about that I have is just a reminder of the Met. Lupo's is celebrating their 40th anniversary. They have concerts going on. And a very special one wraps up on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. with George Leonard, our own George Leonard, who is from the Attleboro area. He and Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies will be performing from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday night. So, Mike, we have a few minutes to banter before I do my closing. So what are your plans for this weekend? Do you have any with Sue?
Just the usual, going to the Upper Room Coffee House tonight on Main Street in West Warwick, 1221. They have free bands, or I should say free admission to see some pretty cool bands. Every week there's a different band.
Oh, really?
And food is very cheap, $1 for everything. And it's a lot of fun. It's where me and Sue met, actually.
Really?
Several years ago we've met there. And I would say if you're single, you probably could come on down and meet maybe your match. But then again, I've been there every night, so that's pretty much when I was single. I started there in 2004.
Wow.
Volunteering there and been there ever since and met my wife there one night.
That's great. Do you think that you'll be going to any of the festivities as like the Autumn Fest or Federal Hill?
I don't know, but Sue wants to do something this weekend.
Yeah.
She's pretty, she's already told me that she wants to go out and about and do something, so I don't know exactly what.
From movies to all these festivals, from Providence to Woonsocket and everywhere in between. I know like in Newport there's always activity for Columbus Day, and I know that on Federal Hill there's a parade on Sunday too for the Feast of whatever, and the Columbus Day on Federal Hill is very, very big. They have kiddie rides and adult rides, and they have food vendors and a lot of music. I know Robert Black is going to, the Elvis impersonator that I had on the show, he's going to be performing
there
all Sunday afternoon, yeah,
wow,
and evening, doing a live Elvis show. So
thank you very much.
That's right. He does talk like that. Yes, he does. But there's a lot of activity in the area. There's so many festivals and fun things. When I do this show, I try to give you the best of the best, but go online and check it out. You know, you can go prov.net and also the suncronicle.com. You can pull in all the activities of the area. I'm trying to do things from, you know, like children's events and family fun events and different things. And, I mean, today, tomorrow is great for apple picking, too. And Wardsbury Farm up there is not far away in Sharon on Exit 8. Which is one of my favorite, Confreeder Farms. Have you ever done a corn maze?
No, I have heard of it. My brother-in-law has a farm, you know, and my sister, they own Pippin Orchards Farm, so
do
we usually
they
go there.
Oh, my God.
And they
sure
have apples.
Yes.
And you could go apple picking there. They usually give you a bucket, and you'd go there and pick all the apples off the tree, as many as you can fit in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go back and you'd buy the bucket, you know. They have apple pies there that they make, homemade, sugar-free as well as regular. They have all sorts of stuff there. It's a lot of fun. You get candy apples.
Oh,
I try to stay away from those, but it's so tempting every time you go there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You can't. Yeah. I've gone to a couple of corn mazes. They're pretty fun. They are. The Davis Farm is huge up in Massachusetts, and it is. They have a person from England actually did the topography, and they cut into the fields these huge, intricate patterns. And then you go in with your family and friends and just try to find your way out.
Some of them, I think, actually give you tours. Like there was one year, I don't know if it was Confetta Farms that did it, where they actually, it was like a haunted hayride type thing.
Oh, yes.
Where they put you in this wagon thing and the tractor pulls the wagon.
Yes.
And as you're going through this maze, all these different characters jump out at you and try
yes
to scare you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
No, I'll be going through the...
I could picture you screaming your head off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those kinds of things, scary movies and thrillers and stuff. Oh, yikes. No, I can't do that. I seen Alien and I had like nightmares the Terminator is like, oh my God, I can't do it. Can't do it. But anyway, we got to wrap up the show. And I just want to say, folks, if you have a chance to get out and about this 3-day holiday, if you're fortunate to have Monday off, good for you. And I hope that you go either to, you know, like there's so many events like the Federal Hill, you know, Columbus Day weekend and the Autumn Fest in Woonsocket. Newport is having their 3-day events as well. And so many more activities. So from all of us here, I want to thank Mike Catanzaro for coming in early and working the board for me. Jim Corbin, who enhances my show each and every week. My special guests this week, John Kerstedt and Dale Scott, who will be in character at King Richard's Fair, although Dale won't be. But from all of us here at WARA, thank you, 1320, I should say. WARA 1320, thanks for listening to our show on Saturday morning. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 a.m. to noon. So meet me back here next Saturday for Out and About with Elaine. And keep the conversation going with me right here. And make it a great weekend. And if you're out and about in North Attleboro, I'll see you at Mackey's because I'm coming up there in about 30 seconds from now. Take care, everyone, and have a great weekend.